The Jewish Hour can now be heard on jcastnetwork.org, your portal to Jewish broadcasting. It's also on iTunes and on your smartphone using the Stitcher app. Welcome to the Jewish Hour. I'm your host, Herschel Finman. We've got a great show for you today. The Berman Center for the Performing Arts this week, tonight, as a matter of fact, is featuring an absolute wonderful show called Address Unknown. It's a two-man play. We have one of the two. Mr. Zvika Schwartzberg will be on today on our show telling us about this play. It is the portion of Acharei Mos, which is chapter 15 and following in the book of Leviticus. We've got wonderful music for you. Great music. Yes, I love the music that we have today for you. An awesome Hasidic story at the end of the show. You'll want to stick around for that. But before we do anything else, let's go right to the news. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made applications to join 15 UN groups in retaliation for Israel's failure to release a final group of Palestinian prisoners. Minor sanctions were set by Israel against the PA. There is talk in Israel that if the PA does plan to join the UN against the Oslo agreements, Israel will annex Judea and Samaria, thus ending the peace process. The Israeli Air Force struck two Hamas outposts in Gaza hours after terrorists fired several rockets towards Sderot. Jonathan Pollard, now in his 29th year in a U.S. jail on charges for spying for Israel, waived a planned parole hearing. The move is seen as a protest of reports of a deal in which he would be released in exchange for over 400 Arab terrorists currently held in Israeli jails. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert was convicted of taking bribes in connection with a Holy Land corruption scandal. Former Jerusalem Mayor Yuri Lupolianski and 12 others were also found guilty in charges related to the scandal. The Holy Land scandal was a building thing. Olmert was found guilty of accepting bribes of $250,000 and rigging contracts for his brother. Sentencing is set for next month. The New York City Police Department said it is preparing for possible terrorist activity during the trial of Abu Hamza al-Masri, the British preacher who allegedly planned attacks against Jews. His trial is set to begin in Manhattan Federal Court on April 14th, the first day of Passover. A French court punished a 28-year-old Moroccan man for giving a Nazi salute in front of a synagogue. The Correctional Tribunal of Bordeaux convicted the man of incitement to racial hatred and fined him to 4,000 euros, which is a lot of money, by the way. The two-week-old strike of Israel's foreign ministry ended. Diplomats' salaries will increase according to the cost of living in the country in which they are working. Spouses of diplomats will be paid for loss of work in their field, and the foreign ministry will help pay for the education of foreign diplomats' children. The strike shut down Israel's 103 embassies, consulates, and diplomatic missions around the world. And finally, the first ever archaeological excavations of the Nazi death camp Treblinka in Poland revealed new mass graves, as well as the first physical evidence that the camp had gas chambers. The camp was bulldozed in 1943. To cover their tracks, the Nazis went so far as to plant crops and build a farmhouse on the leveled ground. And that's the news. Do you or someone you know have an addiction to opiates? Ready to take your life back but don't have the time for a long inpatient program? MDS Drug Detox is a team of physicians with extensive experience in the field of rapid drug detox under anesthesia. MDS is the nation's only rapid opiate detox under anesthesia facility with the same doctors, RNs, and certified paramedics attending the entire drug detox process. MDS Drug Detox is safe and effective. Their goal is to provide the best, the safest, and the most economical way to free you from your addiction. MDS uses the highest standards of care and the best FDA-approved medications. MDS Drug Detox understands what your concerns are. Make the call today, 888-637-6968, or go online to www.mdsdrugdetox.com. That's 888-637-6968, MDS Drug Detox. Herschel Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. The Berman Center for the Performing Arts is featuring a play tonight called Address Unknown. It's 7 o'clock tonight. Tickets are still available. Some tickets are still available. We have the principal for the show, Mr. Zvika Schwartzberg, is on with us online. How are you today, Zvika?
I'm fine. I'm feeling great. We are on our way to Detroit. We have already done five shows in this round trip, and we are heading Detroit, and we are really feeling great, you know, to be there.
Okay, great. So the show has historical significance. If you could tell us a little bit of the background about the play, please, Zvika.
Yes. Well, the show deals, first of all, it's Cressman Tyler. She wrote it as a book. And the show is after her book. And it was written in 1932. It was written in 1938, sorry. But it deals with 1932, 33, 34. It's the period of time when Hitler goes on power, okay? And there were it deals with two very good friends that were born together in Berlin. And when they are adults, they are living to San Francisco, and they have an art gallery over there, and they earn a lot of money, and they are very happy, they are very good friends, and have a very good life. Now, it's a Christian guy and a Jew guy, okay? And the Christian is married with two sons, and I'm the Jew. I'm playing the Jew, and I have only a sister that I love her a lot, and she's an actress. And the Christian guy leaves to Berlin back to raise his children in Berlin, and then the whole show is letters between us. And it begins with a, you know, like a champagne, with a very good friendship, because we adore each other, we miss each other. And then he's exposed in Berlin to the Hitler poison, to the Hitler ideology, and then the letters go to a direction I don't want to say, but to a very, let's say, catastrophic direction.
I could understand. I could only imagine where once someone been sucked into the Nazi mass thought, what his thought would have been about his best friend, the Jew, as we saw throughout many times in Nazi Germany. Go ahead, please, Zvika.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, I feel that this book and this play is like a test, you know, it's like the essence of the Holocaust. And that's what the New York Times critic says, that this book is teaching us and show us more than 1,000 encyclopedias about the Holocaust. And it's amazing because Cressman Tyler, the author, she was like a prophet, you know, because she wrote it in 1938, before the Second World War, before the Holocaust. Yet, she understands the essence of this hatred and this insanity.
The book, when it first came out, what language was it written in?
She was, of course, in English. She's an American Christian. And the book began as letters to a newspaper. She wrote in a newspaper every week one letter. And then they told us, it's so nice, it's so moving, do a book out of it. And she completed it as a book. I want to mention that this book is a very, very bestseller. And it's translated to 25 different languages, also in Indian and in Chinese and Italian and English, everything, and Hebrew, of course, and Turkish, and 25 different languages. And all over the world, we have something like We had something like 30 different productions all over the world, and we are the Israeli production.
Okay, so when you say, so who was the, this was a book, so how did the play come about?
Well, that was a challenge, you know, to take letters. It's not only a book, it's a letters book. And it's a challenge for two actors. It's a book of two actors. It's me, Zvika Schwarzberg, and Rafi Kalman, my partner. And it was a challenge, but to make it dramatic, you know, because a book is a book and a drama is a drama. Yet, with our director, I guess, after 250 shows and 30 of them in the United States, that we, I don't want to say for myself, but, you know, I feel the audience and we kind of succeeded, you know, like it's very moving and it is dramatic, although it letters. And, you know, we finish it with the actors crying and usually many in the audience coming to us, hugging us, and it's very moving. And I have to tell you that I don't know about other shows in the world, but I know about our show, that we are two sons of Holocaust survivors, and for us this show is very, very moving, very interesting. It's not another show, you know. I'm an actor 30 years and I've done a lot of works, but this one is very special for me because I felt my father and I felt the Holocaust through my father. And suddenly to be on stage and to deal with it, it's really, you know, it's full of emotion. And I finish it every time, like, you know, on stage, like you say, you know, I finish it, you know, like I ran a marathon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Understood. I can imagine that anything that really portrays any type of emotion involving the Holocaust is definitely exhausting to partake in. And this whole thing's your presentation is in Hebrew. So, but what about people who don't speak Hebrew, per se?
Well, we had the show 25 times in the United States and Canada, and we have subtitles, and it works very good. And we have the many, many, you know, people that don't speak Hebrew, and the subtitles works very good. And after the show, by the way, I have a conversation with the audience, something like 20 minutes, you know. And the whole event, it works good. Although it's in Hebrew, it works good.
Mm-hmm.
The subtitles are exact, you know, are going exact with the things, and you can follow it easy. And we had a lot of people that don't speak Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. Your partner again. What was his name? The other actor,
Rafi Kalman.
Rafi Kalman.
And I have to say that Rafael Kalman.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say that I produced it. I myself produced it with a partnership with the Kibbutz Theater. It's a theater in Israel, and we have done it a lot in Israel for students, for universities, for the army. For the army in Israel, for you know, we had a lot of shows in Yad Vashem in Israel, and for the free audience, you know. So we had 220 shows in Israel and 30 shows around the United States, and now I'm heading to Europe. I really want to make it in France and in Germany. That's the two places I really want to make this show in Germany.
Mm-hmm. You took away the thunder from my next question, which was going to be about its reception in the place where the play took over, but it hasn't been there. You said that there are other companies doing this show also? You said there are 30 companies?
Yeah, not in Israel, but all over the world. Yeah, we have got pictures. It's unbelievable. We have got pictures from the Turkish production. They sent us pictures. I've seen myself the French production in Paris. I know there was a Broadway production, and I know for sure there are more than 25 different productions, 30 different productions all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're just joining me, our guest is Zvika Schwartzberg. Tonight, the Berman is staging the play Address Unknown, and that's what we're talking about. It's a Holocaust play, but I'm assuming it's not very graphic, and people, like, for example, I don't do Holocaust museums and Holocaust movies and this type of stuff because I can't, pardon me for saying this, I can't stomach it. This is not going to make me feel sick, is this play?
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't say that it's a Holocaust play, you know, because it's a play that deals with people, with relationships, with hatred, with something that you go insane, you know, something that when you are exposed to some ideology, you lose yourself, you know. It deals with morals, it deals with love, it deals with anti-Semitism, it deals with don't get your neighbor, you know. It deals with the essence of relationship, of friendship. It's not really Holocaust, you know. It could happen again, you know. It's not Holocaust, but a thing like this. It happens all the time. We know places that it happens. And so it's not, I wouldn't call it a Holocaust play, you know. It really deals with 1932. It's 10 years before the Holocaust, you know. It's different. It's
okay.
More than this, you know. It's the roots. It's the roots of the Holocaust.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm glad you explained that. Now, for you to play a Jew is probably pretty easy. You could probably play a Jewish person pretty good, I would assume, Zvika. But your counterpart, Rafi, what's it like for him to go from a philo-Semite to an anti-Semite? How does that affect his persona?
I'll tell you, as an actor, and I know Rafi, we are good friends, to play the evil, to play the satanic woman, to play an evil part, it's not so different or so difficult than a good guy, you know, because I always say that we, every one of us, we have everything inside. We have the part of murderer and the part of raper, and I don't know, we have many things inside us. But because we are cultured, because we are educated, we have to make all these things, not to show them and not to use them, and to use our good parts, you know. And the stage gives you an opportunity to be Macbeth, to be, you know, to be Richard III, to be a murderer, to be a raper, to be everything. So although in life we should take care of this, you know, these feelings, on stage we have the opportunity to use them. And I think it's wonderful. That's one of the great things in our profession, in you know, in being an actor.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, I end my show every week with a line. This is a radio show, and the primary purpose of the radio show is for entertainment. But because I'm a rabbi, and my primary goal is to teach, so I end my show. I hope I had a chance to entertain you. I hope I had a chance to educate you. What do you want people to come away with besides, say, a nice evening on the town with this production of Address Unknown, Zvika Schwartzberg?
If you let me, I want to tell you what our president, Shimon Peres, said when he saw us on stage. And we invited him, and he saw it, and afterwards he talked. And I promised him that every time that I do the show, I'll tell what he said, okay? And I'll finish with it. It's okay with you?
Please.
Okay. So Shimon Peres says like this. He says, this small production, this small book, should teach us that such a thing should never happen again. And if we feel that something like this is going to happen to us or to anybody else, we should put our hand in our pocket and take out a moral compass. This moral compass is built out of our education, our family, our songs, our scouts, everything we have done in our life. And let go, God help us, that this moral compass will show us the right way, and we won't go again in the animal's way. That's it.
Terrific. Okay, that's going to do it. Again, it's at the Berman Theater tonight, Berman Center of the Performing Arts, which is located in the Jewish Community Center at Maple Drake in West Bloomfield. Tickets are available. You can reserve tickets by calling 661-1000 right now. Operators are standing by. The play is Address Unknown. Mr. Tzvika Schwartzweber, thank you so much, and continued Hatzlacha.
Thank you very much. And I hope to see you, to see many of you, and to hug you, and you hug me, and to cry together, and to have a great motion together. Thanks a lot.
Okay, take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Jewish Hour.
Some of the best jobs in the world are in the radio and television industry, and you too can join the workforce in as little as 8 months when you complete your hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts located in Southfield, Michigan. At Specs Howard School, students get to play and learn at the same time. Imagine spending your class time behind the microphone, spinning music and hosting your own radio show, or designing and lighting a set for your own TV program, running a camera, learning to edit, directing a program. When you go to Specs, your day will be anything but dull. And if school is this fun, imagine how exciting it is to work in the growing industry. In addition, the credits you earn while attending Specs Howard School are currently accepted at 14 area colleges and universities. If you've always wanted the best job in the world, call for a tour of Specs Howard School at 248-358-9000. That's 248-358-9000, or visit them on the web at specshoward.edu. Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. This is where you start.
Want assurance of quality and excellence in kosher? Look for the Michigan K on the label. What's it look like? The Lower Peninsula of Michigan with a K. It's the symbol of the Michigan Kosher Supervisors. Go to their website, mikosup.com. That's M-I for Michigan, K-O for kosher, and S-U-P for supervisors, mikosup.com, and find this month's featured products. You'll find Michigan K products wherever fine food is sold, especially at Natural Food Patch on West 9 Mile Road in Ferndale. Hey, Shul Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. It's time for music. This that we have up now is a request, and we always like to honor requests. If you have a request for something that you'd like to hear, go to rabbifinman.com, and on the contact page, contact me and tell me what you'd like to hear. This person did not want to have their name mentioned, but I know that this person was listening, calling from Oak Park, Michigan, which is close by. Wanted to hear Avram Fried doing Moda Ani, so this is just for that person.
Moda Ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai ve'Elokei avosai Moda Ani Hashem Elokai ve'Elokei avosai Ve'al kol ha'chesed asher osiso yimodi Ve'asher ato osi laso isi laso Oh, meloikai veiloike avoisai yale kol hachesed asher osisoyim oti v'yasher at osit lasoisim v'imkol b'nei v'yisi v'imkol b'ri yoisecho b'nei v'yisi Ruchim heim malochecho Hakidoshim v'hatoyim Noisim etzoi nerecho Adoi nasho loi Ruchim eim malochecho Akidoshim oyoi vehatoi Shioi sim ritzoi nevevecho
Some of the best jobs in the world are in the radio and television industry, and you too can join the workforce in as little as 8 months when you complete your hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts located in Southfield, Michigan. At Specs Howard School, students get to play and learn at the same time. Imagine spending your class time behind the microphone, spinning music and hosting your own radio show, or designing and lighting a set for your own TV program, running a camera, learning to edit, directing a program. When you go to Specs, your day will be anything but dull. And if school is this fun, imagine how exciting it is to work in the growing industry. In addition, the credits you earn while attending Specs Howard School are currently accepted at 14 area colleges and universities. If you've always wanted the best job in the world, call for a tour of Specs Howard School at 248-358-9000. That's 248-358-9000. Or visit them on the web at specshoward.edu. Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. This is where you start.
Herschel Feynman here. You're listening to the Jewish Hour. We have a public service announcement for you. I just have to pull it up if I can find it real quick. Here it is. The ZOA is showing a special, having a special movie night. This is at the real divide on Israel is between those who can accept reality for what it is and the sadness thereunto after attain. That doesn't make any sense. It's a movie about J Street and what does it really mean to be pro-Israel. What does it mean to be pro-Israel? This is going to be featuring Alan Dershowitz and Ruth Wise. This is Tuesday, May the 6th at 7 p.m. at the Maple Theater, which is located on Telegraph Road, just west of, it's on Maple Road, just west of Telegraph. And tickets are $10 in advance, $18 online at zoamichigan.com, and $18 at the door. Is your organization having some sort of a something? Send me information about it at www.rabbifinman.com, and we'll announce it here free of charge, because that's what we do. Next up, Sam Glazer, who's been on this show many, many times, just came out with a new song just in time for Passover. Every year we end our Passover Seders with Next Year in Jerusalem. So what will we be doing in Jerusalem? We'll be dancing in Jerusalem.
God will fulfill your heart's desire. To the place you want to go. Keep dreaming of the land of your history, and you'll walk in the streets before you know. On wings of eagles they took to the sky, not sure how this magic carpet would fly. Then cries of joy at the first shalom, 50,000 Yemenites coming home. My heart is
is dancing in Jerusalem. My heart is dancing in Jerusalem. My heart is dancing in Jerusalem. My heart is dancing in Jerusalem.
Next came Ezra and Nehemiah, redeeming our brothers of Babylon. 2,000 years in the shook of Baghdad, soon every last soul would come along. Though it seemed impossible to achieve, Morocco's Jews were the next to leave. They were a pillar of the Temple of Solomon. Hear the sound of French ringing through Zion.
My heart is dancing in Jerusalem. My heart is dancing in Jerusalem.
Yerushalayim ircha berachamim tashuv vehetishkon behetocha kasher tiparta. Israel and watched in awe from the tribe of Dan in Ethiopia. Slipping through the border of the Sudan, they crossed the desert to reach their land. We marched for the rights of refused Nikim to help them realize their Aliyah dream. After 70 years of a living hell, see the celebration when that curtain fell.
My heart is dancing in Jerusalem. My heart is dancing in Jerusalem.
Art Studio of Oak Park is now accepting students. Whether you're a real beginner or have been at it for a lifetime, the Art Studio of Oak Park has something for you. All levels welcome, all ages welcome. Private tutoring or small friendly classes. Flexible hours available. The Art Studio of Oak Park is very affordable. Make your life better. Put art into your life. The Art Studio of Oak Park offers lessons in a strictly kosher environment. Call today, 248-542-5087. That's 248-542-5087. It's great having an art room right in the neighborhood.
Why go anywhere else when you go to One Stop Kosher? Located on Greenfield Road, just south of 696, you're never far from One Stop Kosher. At One Stop Kosher, you'll find the largest selection of Passover products in Michigan. One Stop Kosher carries thousands of kosher for Passover items, and over 100 Passover items are on sale now. They even have kosher for Passover pizza, hamburger buns, and cake. One Stop Kosher has the largest selection of kosher for Passover wines as well. It's One Stop Kosher on Greenfield Road in 696 for all your shopping needs.
Hey, Schultzman, here you are listening to the Jewish Hour. We got time for one more song. Actually, we have time, let's be correct. This is Naftali Kalfa, who has been around Israel for quite a while, together with Pia Mente, who's been around forever. This is Yehi Ratzon Im Reifi, make it be that the words of my mouth be listened to you, God. Let's listen to Naftali Kalfa.
Let go.
Why go to a hospital to get healthy? At Encompass Healthcare, you get the state-of-the-art wound care like in a hospital. The same medicines, the same everything without being in a hospital. Why put yourself at risk of getting a hospital-borne infection? Did you know that last year, 1 in 6 people died in America because of infections they got in hospitals? Encompass Healthcare is an outpatient facility. That means you get your wound care treatment and then go home. There are no wait times at Encompass Healthcare like in ERs. Healthcare is personal and works better, faster, and easier. Encompass Healthcare provides a state-of-the-art outpatient facility close to where you live. Call 248-624-9800. That's 624-9800. Auto accident, workman's comp, and most insurance is accepted. Encompass Healthcare's goal is to get you healthy with as little disturbance to your daily activities. Call 248-624-9800. Herschel Finman here. You are listening to the Jewish Hour. This week is the portion of Acharei. It is also known as Achrimos. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, it discusses, very interesting enough, the service of the high priest on the holiday of Yom Kippur. It is considered the one day of the year, like the day. It's like if anybody had to talk about, like, what is the day in the Jewish calendar, why, it would be Yom Kippur. And here it is. What's the whole purpose of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur provides a means whereby any type of interposition, any type of block, which the person managed to put up during the course of the year between themselves and God, could be taken away. That's what Yom Kippur does. What does atonement mean? The Day of Atonement. So to atone means that whatever bad happened is like it's not there anymore. That's the deal with the holiday, with the Yom Kippur, and specifically, if you're looking biblically, the Yom Kippur service. We're coming up to Passover now. You ask, well, why are we talking about Yom Kippur in the portion if it's Passover? Well, that's an easy question, is because there are very rarely does ever happen that the holiday that we're coming up to is talked about in the portion of the week. The portion is always set up such that we finish the book, the five books, on Simchas Torah. So regardless of what else is doing on the calendar. What's Passover about? Passover, it says, there's an expression that says, don't let your matzos, meaning the matzah, the bread that we eat on Passover, become chametz, which means become leavened, which means, in this case, becomes ruined. Now, the word matzos and the word mitzvos are written in Hebrew exactly the same way. For those people who are not familiar with Hebrew, vowels are not written. They're understood contextually. And all that's written are the consonants, which makes it, for a person who's not really initiated with the Hebrew language, just trying to figure out what it's talking about, can really go wild with trying to figure out what's doing over here. But there are people who make the switch, and they say, don't read it. Don't let your matzahs become chametz. They say, don't make your mitzvahs become chametz. Chametz means to leave it over, to leaven. The difference between leavening and matzah is that leavening is a matzah that's been left allowed to rise. It's been left over. It shows a lack of alacrity, you might say. It says about the high priest, especially about the high priest on Yom Kippur, the alacrity, the speed, the diligence, the thoroughness, the strictness, the punctiliousness that the high priest showed on Yom Kippur was above board. When it comes to our performance of the commandments, we also have to be above board. Don't let your mitzvahs become chametz. Means you have an opportunity to do something good. Don't get yourself around to it. Do it right away. The mitzvahs are our connection to God. If, for example, a person has an opportunity to do something and they didn't do it, it's a blown opportunity. The portion of the week tells us you have to have a speed and alacrity. The holiday of Pesach, one of the things of the holiday of Pesach is speed and alacrity. So you see, in preparing for Passover this year, we should show our diligence, our meaning, that we're really into it, that we want to do it. Some things are harder than others. You know, so the holiday for Passover, no one says that preparing for Passover, physically speaking, is easy. The whole concept of spring cleaning, where did that come from? In my humble opinion, it came from Jews getting ready for Passover. Because what happens every spring, Jews have to get rid of all the crumbs that might be in their house that they don't even know about. The stuff that you know about, you have a loaf of bread sitting in the freezer, you don't have to worry about that, you're just going to eat it. What about the crumbs underneath the refrigerator? Oh, so you have to move the refrigerator, you have to clean under the refrigerator. How often do you move your refrigerator? What do you do if you have a built-in? Well, there's now a problem. You can contact me at rabbifinman.com. We can discuss cleaning under your built-in. And everything gets picked up and shaken out and dusted off, and it's a big job. And everybody always thought it was a big job. Going back in time immemorial, there are jokes that are hundreds of years old that talk about how difficult this preparing the house for Passover is. My grandmother of blessed memory, my Bubby, used to tell me that when she was living in the shtetl in Poland, she moved, she left Poland when she was 36 years old. Yes. She said that in the shtetl, they would sweep out the old dirt from before Passover. And remember, they live in a dirt floor house. They would sweep out the old dirt and they would get new dirt for Passover because, you know, nobody would ever drop there. Now, I don't know where new dirt comes from as opposed to old dirt, but I can imagine some dirt man saying, I'll sell you, give me your old dirt, I'll get you new dirt. And then he takes his dirt and he goes it to the guy next door and does the same thing. It would be really a racket if you asked me. Old dirt for new dirt. Anyway, so there's always been this thing about it. And then we come to all the stringencies. The list of stringencies about Passover go on. Again, quoting my grandmother, everybody's got craziness on Passover, but they're all acceptable. Because we're told, if we're careful with the slightest, littlest crumb, and we're very strict upon ourselves, then God says, you know what? You're so careful about crumbs, we're not going to worry about big things. The other things that a person did, if you're worried about a crumb, the Almighty says, okay, we'll be forgiving of the other things. We'll take it easy, be lenient on you. So people really go to town when it comes to preparing for Passover. And indeed, in many instances, in Passover for sure, the preparation is more important than the actual performance of the deed. So we look to it. It doesn't have to be dreary and treacherous and droll and, you know, as a rabbi once quoted, he said, we're supposed to be leaving Egypt and leaving slavery and leaving bondage. And that includes our wives as well. They're not slaves that have to scrub and clean and whatnot and wash dishes the whole time. Excuse me. It's Yanta for them too. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Jewish Hour.
Hi, this is Specs Howard from the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. We're happy to sponsor the Jewish Hour and bring quality radio programming to the community. While much of the funding for the Jewish Hour comes from its sponsors, it's listeners like you that help keep the Jewish Hour on the air. Please send your tax-deductible donation to The Jewish Hour, 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. That's 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. Your help is greatly appreciated.
Hey, Shul Finman here. You are listening to The Jewish Hour. Would you like to get in touch with me? Best way? RabbiFinman.com, www.rabbifinman.com. Right on the homepage is a contact me link. You click on it, you contact me, comes right to my inbox at the speed of light. I answer you and everything is good. You'll also find archived editions of the show. Want to hear something about No Potato Passover? Oh, yeah, last week we had the No Potato Passover. What an interview. That was great. Go there, rabbifinman.com. Interviews are up for about, shows are up for about a month or so. And if you missed anything or want to hear something again, they're right there on rabbifinman.com. You also have archived editions of the E-Parsha, which is a written missive that contains an insight into the portion of the week in a Hasidic story, which I send out to close to 14,000 people every week. And you can get it right there at rabbifinman.com at the E-Parsha. And you can sign up so you get it delivered to your inbox. So you don't even have to go to rabbifinman.com. There's also the E-Parsha, the U-Parsha and Hasidic U-Story, which are YouTube videos of yours truly doing the same thing as I do on this show and in the E-Parsha, but I'm doing it in video. And, of course, all the information is always different because who wants to hear repeats? So you check those out as well. And, of course, there's the very, very important donations page. The Jewish Hour has been on air now 18 years we've celebrating, and we've done it with support from people like you. Go to RabbiFinman.com, hit the donations page. It's more than a donation. It is an act of tzedakah, of righteousness. And the Almighty is looking and saying, yeah, this is a good thing that this person is doing. And of course, for every good thing you do, you get good back. So go now, hit the number, whatever number it is, type in your own number. It's all safe and secure through PayPal. And if you don't enjoy doing things with your credit card online, I understand. We still have this thing called the U.S. Post. It's still around. It costs you 49 cents to mail it. But mail those donations to The Jewish Hour, 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. You'll be glad you did. All the other listeners who are enjoying the show will be glad that you did. The Almighty will be glad that you did. I for sure will be glad that you did. So it's a win-win-win-win-win situation all the way around. Do it today. Don't let your donation become chametz. Make it a matzah. Do it right away. We're speaking of keeping Passover and people's mishugasin, as my grandmother would say, people's craziness. There are people who refrain from using processed food during Passover because we really don't know what's going on in factories. I do kosher supervision, and I know there are products that I do supervision for that, technically speaking, I would say, yeah, are kosher. But if people tell me, ask me my opinion, are they kosher for Passover? I'll tell them, listen, I can't vouch for it because I really don't know what's going on in those places between breaks. You know, somebody could be eating a sandwich and a crumb could have gotten in. I don't know. I don't want to take responsibility. Okay, but there are certain things. There are products that do not need certification for Passover. Consult your rabbi. But I'm not giving any certification of such. There are people who don't eat in other people's houses on Passover. Okay, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe was such a person that he did not eat sugar on Passover. Mostly because this is not applicable now. Because I used to do a sugar supervision of sugar company. I can tell you that sugar plants are totally, completely dedicated. And the likelihood of anything not kosher for Passover being in a bag of sugar are really pretty small. I don't think I could write the number how small it could be. But understood. Listen, he didn't. In Europe, they processed the sugar maybe in the same plant, in a milling place where they did wheat also. And there was one very wealthy sugar merchant. I think it was maybe even related to the Rebbe, who presented before Passover a bag of sugar cubes to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe. His name is Shalom Bershnerson, passed away in 1920. And said, Rebbe, this sugar is personally guaranteed to be chametz free. You can rest assured you can use this sugar on Passover. The Rebbe said, really? Let's check it out. And he reached into the bag and he grabbed a random sugar cube and broke it open and a wheat berry fell out from it. Ooh, how did that get in there? Wheat is like the source of all chametz, the source of all things not kosher for Passover. And it was in there. And he looked at the guy and said, well, I thank you very much. We'll put it away for after Passover and appreciate the gift. Is there a moral to this story? Yeah, I suppose you can't be too careful on Passover, but maybe not go overboard too much either, as the case may be. But even more than that, is if you want to be careful, the Almighty's going to look out for you. Whatever you want to do, if you want to do a good thing, the Almighty is going to help. That's the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope we had a chance to entertain you a bit. We hope we had a chance to educate you a bit. We hope you have a great week. I hope you're scrubbing and dusting and boiling and baking and whatever and preparing for Passover. And we hope to see you again next week. Take care.
Kiva Moe. Ki va moed, ki va moed.